This call is being recorded.
Thank you, James. This is Charles. And thank you for being on the phone call and being here at the Advance. What we're going to do today, as mentioned in the agenda, is we are going to have an opportunity to invite Source into us, to ground Source into us and into Mother Earth. And what this does is it builds upon this idea of letting go and surrendering. Because when you let go and you surrender, you are creating an empty space within you. And what fills in there is Source. So this is the second part of what we're doing here, which is we're letting go, we're surrendering all that does not serve. And that gives more room for your higher self. And it gives more room for Source. So what we're going to do now is we are also going to have a message from Randy, which is related to this kind of message, so that she can give some context into the importance of this. Then I will lead you into a wonderful meditation where we will invite Source into us, and then we will experience being Source. Then we will have, this was the surprise, we'll have a nice message from Saint Germain after this show. Now, here's some rules that we have.
Thank you.
So here's some rules that are generally for every session. You must, please, if you're on the phone, mute your phone, because what you don't know is any slight movement of your phone against paper or even sliding it across a chair or a table, we hear it magnified 1,000 times. And when there's a channeling going on, that will break the channel. So I don't think any of you on the phone wants to break the channel. Another thing that happens is if you forget to put yourself on mute, and then you have somebody coming into the room and they start talking to you, guess what? We get to hear your entire conversation. So I'm sure you don't want to break the channel and expose your conversations to the world, because I'm sure those are things that are meant for private conversation. So we do appreciate if you could please mute your phones until such time after Saint Germain releases channel. So the next thing that we're going to do now is to bring this over to Randy, who will give some background information as to why grounding Source within us and within Mother Earth is so important.
Hey, thank you, Charles. And I'm nervous, so I'll do my best here because this is slightly out of my comfort zone and not something I normally do. But it's important to kind of understand why it is that we're doing everything we've been doing and what the purpose really is. And so I just want to help you understand that so you can know why bringing Source to you is so important, not just for you, but for all of humanity, and how we can be instrumental by doing it ourselves and holding that space for it to reach every human on the planet. And this has been such a great weekend because we've basically given all the tools. We've been given the tools to be able to do that. And now we can actually use and do it for ourselves to come to that place of understanding Source. And if I could, for me, what Source is, and I think we've talked about this a little bit, is unconditional love. And we've talked about some people have never really felt unconditional love. They don't even really know what that feels like. And so they don't really know how to give it. And so I want to kind of give a little background on ways to help you, hopefully very quickly, maybe even within this phone call, to find that unconditional love within yourself, for yourself, and then for all of those around you, for all of humanity, even those you would otherwise consider maybe an enemy or someone against you or someone on the dark side or someone on whatever side. When it comes to Source, we're all on the same side. We're all part of that. And I want to start by looking at it this way to kind of give you an idea how Source sees us, to give us an idea of how we can see each other. And the best example I can give is a newborn baby. When you welcome a newborn baby into the world, you know, any good parent, anyone who feels that, who's part of that, experiences immediately that unconditional love for that baby. Is it because that baby did something to deserve that love? No. In fact, it probably just caused you a whole lot of pain getting it out, right? And it might be crying. You know, it's going to keep you up late at night, and it's going to be hungry, and it's every need has to be fulfilled by you. Do you expect that child to thank you in return? Why do you give it? Why do you take care of the child? Why do you give it that unconditional love? You don't have to. There's those who don't, right? There's those who might throw in the trash or whatever, and that's obviously a wounded soul that would do something like that, that needs extra, that they don't know unconditional love, because you can't understand that and then do that to another soul, right? But those of us who understand that, we can feel in our hearts that immediate love just because they are, because we recognize them as part of Source. We recognize their innocence and their beauty, and that they came into this world perfect.
Gift.
It's a gift, and they're always that baby. They might be different levels of that baby, but guess what? Source still sees us the same way. As a growing, learning child, he doesn't expect us to thank him for everything. And but I'm not going to love you if you don't show me gratitude this morning in your prayer. It's not like that, is it? We show gratitude for us because it brings, because it helps us see the way he does. But that, or she, I don't even want to say he or she, but that, I think of Action Source probably more motherly than fatherly for myself. But anyhow, there's nothing that we have to do to deserve that love from Source, is there? And there's nothing that we can do that would make it that we don't deserve that love from Source. And you know, there's a lot of people in this world that have done a lot of bad things. And there's been a lot of pain and a lot of suffering caused by people doing bad things to each other. And when we're the victim of that, it hurts. It's painful. And we want to say that person doesn't deserve our love. That person doesn't even deserve to go, to move on. That person deserves to go be recycled by the galactic central sun. That person deserves their punishment. I want to, and I'm guilty of this myself. I know I said this. I just want to see them in rotten jail, you know, or whatever. And it's just like, and that was my attitude. It's like, punish them, punish them. And I had the blessing of working with a friend who received, and I told you about her yesterday, she received the deepest level of pain from the person who should love her the most, her parents and her brother. And she was abused every day of her life, every day. And part of the thing was she couldn't go play outside until she was raped by somebody. And seeing her heal helped me understand God's love, and help me understand that just because maybe her father or her brothers haven't apologized, she has unconditionally loved them and unconditionally forgive them by loving and unconditionally forgiving herself and inviting that Source energy in. And then guess what? She got to see her father's wounds. Who showed up for her was not her real father. Who showed up for her was somebody who hasn't done their own inner work, who hasn't done their own surrendering, who has a lot of wounds that they need to heal. And she saw the side of him that was put in a cage every day of his life and treated like an animal, and they would throw food to him over the gate. And that was the way he grew up. And this kind of relates to that movie, The Shack, that we've talked about through this movie. It's, you know, it goes back, and there's so many wounds that need to be healed in this society. And it's easy to say, well, they don't deserve love because they're jerks, but really they're just wounded. And the only way to heal those wounds is how? Love. Love is the only thing that will heal it. And I want to read to you, this came from another dear friend of mine that Charles introduced me to just recently, but we had an instant soul connection. And she brought on the energy of a lot of this pain from her particular group of people. They were the black people that had received a lot of pain, a lot of suffering from humanity, and were, you know, especially in this country, were made slaves, and people thought of them as less than, and you know, she was holding that pain, and it was hurting her. And we got to a point where she was able to understand the only way to heal that is by surrender and love. And that we and I just want to read what she said, because she says it much more eloquently than I can, but really was a great teacher to me. It says, "Together, let us demonstrate the will to break through inertia in service to radical truth-telling, radical forgiveness, radical love. I call forth the divine essence that is the real you, and I accept that I am also divine essence, and I commit to living out from that awareness." And I want to say, can we commit to living from that awareness of who we really are by surrendering all these things that we aren't and finding that true essence, that true divine essence inside of us? "I offer myself, and I am willing to make necessary adjustments in thought, behavior, and actions so that I live according to my highest understanding. I am you, you are me. Yes, indeed, one. We are one." How do we live out of a deep and profound awareness of our oneness? Not by being colorblind, not by refusing to acknowledge the mistakes and failures of our past, and certainly not by projecting our self-hatred, shame, and guilt onto others. I have felt the pain and suffering of waking up and the struggle to stay awake. What I know for sure is that to be able to feel and embrace pain is a gift, and preferable to an existence void of feeling and soul connection. And I love how she said, this is why we're here. We're here to experience these emotions. We're here to experience these pains. We're here to experience, just like Moses said, the lower levels so that we may understand the higher. We may find that joy. We may find that love. And someone had to play the role of the bad guy, right? And we can love them for their roles too. Because in their roles, they allowed us to find our essence, to find our truth, and now we can reflect that back to them and remind them of who they are. Just like we did with the tentacled being thing, you know, it was just our love for it that changed it. It wasn't our fighting it. It's time we stop fighting, so that we don't need to fight anymore. All we need to do is love and find that unconditional love within ourselves. And that's the first step, is to unconditionally love yourself. And sometimes that's the hardest step, because we look at ourselves so critically, right? I'm not good enough because of this. I'm not good enough because of that. And one day that's when Source showed me, look at yourself the way I do. And it was that infant. It was that infant that doesn't have to do anything to be loved, but just here to experience life. And we can be that for other people. We can reflect that unconditional love back to them. Whether or not they reflect it back to us right now, it doesn't matter. The more we put it out, the more it's going to catch on. And that is the vibration for the new earth. That is where we are taking humanity. And we need to be that vessel to channel that in from Source, through ourselves, love ourselves, and channel that energy down into the earth. And so I just, that's basically my message. And we can talk later or whenever about, you know, what that, but we're going to do some exercises to actually find that place of unconditional love and feel it. Once you feel it, and I think a lot of you maybe have felt it from me, because I truly unconditionally love every single person in this room. And I'm easy to love because of that, right? And that's how it is with everybody. Once you unconditionally love everyone around you, it's like they want to understand how that is, and they want to be a part of that. And that's what we're spreading, and it'll spread like wildfire, faster than any hate, faster than any pain, it spreads faster than anything. And once that hits the grid and activates through the planet, and it's already happening, you can already see it happening through humanity, and we're just going to take it to the next level. And that's going to usher in the space for New Earth to be born in that energy.
Beautiful.
Just like a baby should be.
Thank you.
So that sets the stage. Are you ready to feel Source within you?
Yes.
Are you ready to
feel
how Source feels about you?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to experience today. So we're going to start this. We have to get you in a proper, relaxed state. And we're going to do this with a relaxation meditation. So please, everyone, just breathe in. Hold it for a little bit. Now breathe out and relax. Relax that body.
Breathe in again. We're going to start relaxing the body from the bottom all the way to the top. Okay? Breathe in. And then breathe out and relax your feet. Feel those toes relax. Your feet relax. Any pain or soreness in those toes and bottom of your feet just fade away. Feel the anger. Breathe in. Now we're going to relax the bottom of the legs. So relax, breathe out, relax the calf muscles. Feel all the muscles and the skin relax in your lower legs. Feel your kneecaps and your knees relax and any pain melt away. Breathe in. Now breathe out again. Relax the breath out and relax those upper legs, thighs. Feel the muscles relax. Now have relaxed legs and feet and ankles and knees. Breathe in. Now we're going to relax the groin area. Breathe out. Relax the buttocks and the groin area. Feel any tension fade away. Fade away from the lower back. Breathe in again. Now we're going to do lower part of the torso. Breathe out. Relax your stomach, the organs inside, your back. Feel any tension melt away. Breathe in again. Breathe in deep. Hold it. Feel the tension in your chest. Now relax it out. Now relax the upper body, the upper chest, the upper back. Relax. Feel any muscles loosen up in the lower shoulder area. Breathe in again. Now we're going to relax our arms, our hands. Breathe out. Relax the fingers, the hands, the wrists, the arms. Feel any tension fade away. Breathe in again. Now we're going to relax the neck and the shoulder area. Breathe out. Let that tension on your shoulder blades go. Relax your neck. Relax the throat. Let the throat feel relaxed and cool. Breathe in again. We're going to relax the face. Breathe out. Relax your jaw, your lips, your nose, your cheeks, your eyes, your eyebrows, your forehead. Relax. One more thing to relax now. Breathe in. Hold it. 3, 2, 1. Now let it go. Relax your scalp. Feel your crown chakra tingling. Relax. Relax. Feel your scalp relax. You are now physically in a totally relaxed state, but your mind is still active. And now I want you to visualize for yourself what the source looked like for you, and it could be anything. This is very personal for you. Breathe in. Visualize source. Visualize source in your field of vision. Visualize source. Feel source if you don't see anything. Some people don't even have a vision source, but feel source. Feel source out into the distance. The way we usually think of source is being out in the distance. See source out in the distance. Breathe in. Breathe out. Relax. Now ask. Ask source to come closer to you. Ask source now. Hey, source. Come closer to me. Breathe in. And see source come closer to you. Source is coming closer to you.
Thank you.
Now start to feel the energy of source. Do you feel it? See source coming close to you? Now source is very close to you now. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now invite source to surround you, to engulf you. Ask Source, please surround me, engulf me, embrace me. Breathe in. Feel the embrace of Source. Do you feel it? This is Source that you are feeling right now. Source has surrounded you with that love, that warmth, that is our Creator. Out. You are totally enveloped now in Source. Now, the next step is to invite Source within your body. Breathe in. Now ask for it. Source, please, not only envelope me, but live inside this body now. Ask for Source to come into your body. You feel Source within your body? Now what I want you to do with Source inside your body, ask Source to please take control of the body and to open your eyes. I want you to open your eyes, have Source open your eyes, and ask Source to look around. And what is happening now is, who is looking through your eyes? Who is that? That's Source looking through your eyes. Look, if you are on the phone and there's somebody in the room with you, look at that person. If you're here, look at other people and feel what Source feels. Source looks at another person. Do you feel it? Feel what Source feels? What are you feeling? Feel the unconditional love. Raise your hand in this room if you're feeling the unconditional love. Around, feel that unconditional love. This is embodying Source in your body. Feel it? Do I hear anybody on the phone that is feeling this unconditional love of Source?
This. Yeah.
Feel it? This is what is meant by Christ consciousness, where you feel that unconditional love. Whatever you look at, you could look at your door, feel unconditional love for the door, because everything is Source. Look at another person and feel that unconditional love. Now, we want to also embody this into the planet. So close your eyes again. You are full of Source. Do you see yourself full of Source? Do you see Source still enveloping you? Do you want to continue this?
Yeah.
Ask Source to be surrounding you and embodying you now. Now, on. Ask for it if you want it. Please, Source, stay within
me.
Please, Source, surround me at all times. I want to be your vessel all the time. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now we're going to anchor Source energy into Mother Earth. I want you to visualize a laser beam of Source light energy emanating from you and going straight into the heart of Mother Earth. Do you see this? I ask Source to put this energy into Mother Earth. Ask for it now. Do you see the energy going now? Ask Source, please send your energy into the heart of Gaia, into the heart of Mother Earth. Breathe in, breathe out. With every breath in, you're bringing more Source energy into you. Breathe in. With every breath out, you're pumping that Source energy into the middle of the earth, into the heart of Gaia. Keep breathing in. Breathing out. Now ask Source to continuously do this as you exist throughout the day. Now also see that energy as it hits Mother Earth's heart. See it radiating out back towards the surface. You see this?
Mm-hmm.
It's radiating out back towards the surface. Now it's hitting the surface and it is encapsulating the entire surface of the planet. You see this? Everybody on this planet is being covered by this tidal wave of Source energy rolling across the planet. Do you see this? Everybody is getting enveloped by source energy around the entire planet. Ask Source to continuously do this from this point forward. Source, please do this continuously for all inhabitants of planet Earth from this point forward. Source says, I will. This is my gift to my children. I want you again to open your eyes. Come back to full consciousness. And know that Source is within you. And know that you can repeat this meditation if you become somehow distracted enough where you don't feel it again. Use this meditation as many times as you want. This is Saint Germain. I want to congratulate you all on the call, all here. What you've done here is you are now ushering into the Age of Aquarius. So welcome to the Age of Aquarius. This is what the Age of Aquarius is. I am Saint Germain. I am the Choan of the seventh ray. I am the keeper of the violet flame. And I am also the spiritual head of this new Aquarian age. And I want to let you know that this feeling that you felt today will become a permanent feeling for you for every moment of every day that you have. And this feeling is rolling across the planet now as we speak. And it is raising the vibration and raising the consciousness. Every person that has an outburst, every person that has a temper tantrum now is actually releasing misqualified energy, and now source energy will fill in that spot. So when you see someone who is acting out, when you see someone who is crying, when you see someone who is yelling, what is happening there is they are releasing. So look not this as chaos. Look this as a transformation for each person. When you feel anger and you say, I release this, or I surrender this, and you go deep and surrender it using the protocol, for example, that will get to the root. What you are doing is filling yourself in with Source as that misqualified energy goes out. From this point forward, this Source energy that you have brought in is now anchored into this planet. All it takes is a few people, the tip of the sword, to make this happen. And you have made this happen today, and I bow to you. I congratulate you for doing this. And on behalf of the Heavenly Host, I thank you.
Thank you.
Jermaine, I release this channel. Everybody breathe in. Breathe out. Release any tension. Now what we will do is we will open up the floor for comments. Here's the rule. We will have one person here at the advance, make a comment, and then we'll open it up for somebody on the telephone. So this will allow as many people as possible to comment. Is everybody in agreement to this?
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Okay.
Let's ask somebody here. Would you like to make any comments, anybody? I think we're all just relaxing in the source, aren't we?
Good.
Does it feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, is there anybody? It's hard to talk. It really is. So enjoy it.
I can say one thing. The energies have definitely balanced out here now. They're not like jumping all over the place like they were earlier.
Yes.
Very balanced.
Yes. One thing that you'll know about source energy, when source envelopes you, it's a real calm energy, isn't it? It's like Buddha energy. That's like source. Notice your eyesight. Look around. Have you noticed your vision? Notice your vision is a little bit wider. Have you noticed that? That's called open focus. That's what you get with source. Right? The source takes in everything through your eyes. You're the eyes for source right now.
Look at the size. Can you see the size? There's much wider vision there. See it? It's off to the side. You can see the entire room. You can take in the entire room now. Right? That's, you know, that's present source there. Right? That's called open focus. You can also bring source deeper into you by opening that focus up. Okay? You see it, Don? How are you feeling, Don? Yes. That's what this energy is. It's calm energy. It just feels great. Anybody on the telephone would like to mention anything?
Yeah, yes. This is Lorelai. Who's going to go first?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. It was so great. It was like he was just tickled pink. Like, he just started laughing. Oh, this is so cool. Look at your room. Look at all the stuff on the wall that you're creating. And then he was just laughing, like he was just tickled pink with me and with everything. And all the things that I worry about was just like, he was just like, yeah, it's so, just let it go. It's not even important. You know, he's just laughing and laughing, like, in a joyful kind of way, like he's just so delighted with what we're creating down here. And I have just not had that experience of myself. So it was great, I want to say. Just awesome.
I remember that feeling, because what's going on there is another part of source that not a lot of people recognize is the joy that source gets. And as you continue your day here and you go outside and you look at nature, Soros will just stop and just look at everything, right? Oh, look at the butterfly, and Soros will want to follow the butterfly, right? There is in the Bible, be like children, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what you experienced, Lorelai, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. It was like, and even the mess, what to me occurred as a mess, he was just tickled by it. He's like, so, it's not a mess, it's just stuff is good.
Yeah. Thank you. Is there anybody else on the phone that would like to make a comment?
I would like to. This is Yvette. I had very similar to what Lorelai's expressing, what was the first part of bringing in source was like this iridescent rainbow color as he was coming, or he, she, it, us, coming closer and closer. I'm like, wow, it's just a rainbow, but iridescent, so much more light in it. And then as it anchored inside me, it was the divine feminine pink ray. I was just like, oh my gosh, that beautiful color. And I have a candle burning that color. It's one of my favorites. And the first thing that happened is I started giggling. And I was like, oh my gosh, source is so happy and relaxed. My body went, I couldn't believe how relaxed I feel. And then that joy, just sweetness and appreciation for everything. And yeah, things look very different. They just look love.
getting the message from source that we're going to cut this short so that you can just enjoy being source. Okay?
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Want that?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to cut this short now. You can be on your own, feel source, right? Enjoy it. So thank you very much for everybody on the phone for doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.